She is woman. She is strength. She is success.
I would admonish you and encourage you to know that you are it. You are that girl. Dream, but be prepared for the dream. So when the time comes, you can show up.
In honor of our leading ladies, we present Successful Women. Brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.
Welcome to another episode of Successful Women here on the stations of Starcom Network. I am Krista J. Paul, and I hope that you've been really being inspired by these wonderful ladies. I have with me today none other than the Lady Tiffany Nicole, hailing from Atlanta, Georgia. Lady Tiffany Nicole, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Yes, indeed. Now, you are a multi-award winning radio host. You are an author, a speaker, you're a TV personality as well. And I'd love to hear more about what it is that you're doing. So tell us about your journey and how it is that you got into all these things in media.
Oh, man, nobody but God. It was a chance encounter about 8 years or so ago. I was at an event, a food bank event. And at that food bank event, I had a chance encounter with another young lady in radio. And she asked me who I was. And I casually responded, I was nobody. And she looked me in my eye and she said, don't you ever say you're nobody. As long as you have breath in your body, you are somebody and God has a plan for you. And she went on to say that I do radio and you should think about doing a radio show. And I was like, huh, what? And that's what prompted me to praying and seeking God about the Virtuous Hour show.
What would you say to women who are a bit on the fence? They know they have this nudge, this pull for something great, but they're just afraid to make the step. What would you say to them?
That's a good place to be. Afraid. When you are scared and when you're afraid, that means it's not you on your own. When you're scared and you're afraid, that means you have a God to depend on. That means you're praying. That means you're seeking. Walking on water. Taking the steps, doing it afraid, but building. I didn't know people would listen. I didn't know people would enjoy.
You've been able to accomplish so much in your time, the 8 years, 10 years, you know, being on red carpets and all the things. What are some of the biggest lessons you've learned over the years? Give me one big lesson.
Faith is preparation. My first big official red carpet was here in Atlanta for Black Music Honors. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, I was like, I've always wanted to do red carpets. I would watch the BET Awards, you know. Yes, I'm saved, but I would watch the BET Awards. I would watch the Oscars. I would watch the Grammys. I would watch the Stellars and be like, and the pre-shows, I would love to do that. Big stage, but I'm going to submit. And when I got that email to say, you've been selected to cover the red carpet for the Black Music Honors, which is hosted, it's an extension of the Stellar Award Company and things. This is a major event with real stars in the same room with BET correspondents and lights, camera, action. And I was looking around and I had like my cell phone with a tripod and I had some stuff, but they had some stuff, but I still showed up.
Yes.
Dream, but be prepared for the dream. So when the time comes, you can show up.
So good. Now, I want to know from you, what word of advice would you give to other women looking on who are aspiring to be leaders, whether in media or another industry, based on what you have experienced? What's your inspiring word?
I would admonish you and encourage you to know that you are it. You are that girl. There may be others in the same room. And if you look at who's already done it before or who's doing it now, and you feel the market is saturated for whatever God is putting your hand or giving you the desire, the fire, the burden to do, you would diminish yourself and say you're not needed. You are needed. You are important. And there are people waiting on you to get in that place, to show up and be who God has created and called you to be.
Lady Tiffany Nicole, thank you so much. Multi-award winning radio show host, author, speaker, TV presenter, red carpet presenter even.
Yes.
BET, Black Music Honors and so much more. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us here in Barbados for this series, Successful Women, and we wish you every success.
Thank you so much. God bless you. It's been a pleasure.
That was Successful Women, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.
Sherry girl, don't go in that washroom.
What happened?
Oh, nothing new. Just that washroom always smell off.
Why don't we ask the boss to look into air care from Rent-A-Kill Initial?
Rent-A-Kill Initial? The pest control company?
Yes, girl. They offer a whole range of professional hygiene solutions, including air care. My husband's office has the air fresh units. The scent is nice and modern, and the unit does more than just scent. It removes malodor and replaces it with clean air.
That sounds like just what we need. Look, the boss coming now. Oh, hi, Mr. Jackman. I was just coming to...
Malodor affecting your office washroom? Clear the air with air care solutions from Rent-A-Kill Initial. Call 429-3546.